This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Globally, PrEP has proven to be highly effective at preventing the acquisition of HIV. But now the challenge is making it accessible and affordable. PrEP is one of the most effective HIV prevention tools available. When taken daily, it can reduce the risk of HIV transmission by up to 99%. Together with condoms, frequent and regular sexual health screening, and effective treatments for people living with HIV, Australians have more tools than ever to prevent the spread of HIV. After Friday's decision, Dean Arcuri spoke to Federation of AIDS Chief Executive Daryl O'Donnell about the future of Australian HIV prevention.
On Friday, after months of negotiations, the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme Committee recommended to list PrEP on the PBS, paving the way for national access to the effective HIV prevention drug. PrEP is the antiretroviral treatment that, if taken once a day by HIV-negative people who are at risk of acquiring HIV, it actually prevents the spread of HIV. In May 2006, PrEP was approved by the Therapeutics Goods Administration, but without federal subsidy, access to the drug was too expensive for most Australians at almost $5,000 a year. Listing PrEP on the PBS would make the drug accessible across the nation. In August of 2017, the decision to list PrEP on the PBS was deferred, and then on Friday, the 9th of February, last week, a critical step towards reducing HIV within Australia was made, with PBAC's decision to recommend that PrEP be listed on the PBS. But now comes the next step, actually getting it listed on the PBS, and then helping to allow PrEP to achieve its full potential, with focused health promotion and workforce development and research. On Friday, I spoke to Chief Executive of the Australian Federation of AIDS, Daryl O'Donnell, about the decision and what this meant.
Excited. This has been a really long time coming, but the news is incredibly positive. It's not just a positive recommendation for the listing of PrEP on the PBS, but it's the right kind of recommendation. There's some detail in here that, you know, it'll be available from all GPs, be available in all chemists. Those things actually matter and make a difference in the quality of our lives. So this is a really big deal. It's going to be a huge milestone in our community's response to the epidemic. It actually brings PrEP into the mainstream so that for people who are at high risk of HIV, people who are eligible for PrEP, they'll be able to see their GP, they'll be able to walk into their pharmacist, and they'll be able to talk about PrEP and access PrEP in the ways that we're all used to getting our healthcare. You go to a doctor, you get a script, you walk next door, you go to a chemist, you know. That's what we want. We want for this to be a mainstream issue rather than something which is, you know, endlessly locked up in trials and temporary arrangements and things like that. So this really is great for pointing us in the direction of access to PrEP in the right way at scale.
But is our medical community ready for what this means? Pushing HIV prevention as well as HIV treatment into the mainstream, somewhere that it unfortunately still struggles to find the voice it should have.
I think every bit of this story, I think, is really important, and there's been a huge amount of media, a lot of interest over the last couple of days, and we're seeing that both domestically and now we're seeing this internationally as well with this afternoon's decision. There is a lot of interest in this, and every time we have a development like this, a milestone like this, it updates the story of HIV. And so much of the story of the epidemic in Australia is still locked up with the horror, the fear, and the stigma that surrounded the early years of the epidemic. And we really want to overwrite that script with something which is new and much more positive.
While many media and news sites shared the news of Friday's decision, their focus was on men who have sex with men, not how PrEP could actually benefit our entire community. HIV doesn't discriminate, so why is it still something that we do when we talk about the disease? How can we push the narrative of PrEP and HIV prevention past the MSM community and make it something that everyone needs to hear?
I think that's a really big question. And, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, gay and bisexual men, we carry the burden of the epidemic in Australia. We always have. And it's our communities that have responded so powerfully and so effectively that's meant that, you know, by global standards, we actually have relatively low rates of HIV, even though we have still far, far too many people getting HIV. So the burden is still with us, and PrEP is going to make a big dent in HIV rates in our community. But I think you're absolutely right to point to, okay, well, that's great, but what lies beyond that? that. And it's not just outside our community, it's in our community. Will everyone benefit equally? Will this reach all gay and bisexual men in the way that it needs to? Will all people who can benefit get the kind of access? Will they know about this? Will they feel like they can talk to a GP about it? Will they have access to a GP? So we've got to make sure that it works for gay and bisexual men, for all of us. And we've also got to make sure that it goes further than that, that there are others who could benefit from PrEP. And so today, with the decision, we now know what the eligibility criteria is. And one of the really exciting things about the recommendation from PBAC is that it's broader than it might have been. So it recommends that people at high and at medium risk of HIV should have access to PrEP from their doctor. And so that does open up, you know, the possibility for patients, for people in the community and their doctors to be able to have a sensible conversation that says, look, you know, this is who I am. This is what life looks like for me. I think I might be at risk. For the doctor to say, yeah, this actually makes sense. You understand this. Let's write you a script. And we want it to be available to everyone who can benefit. But there's a lot of work to do to make sure that doctors understand who can benefit and people in the community know enough to be able to ask their doctor and feel empowered enough to be able to talk to their doctor about PrEP. That's the huge next step, that it will make a big dent, but it's only one bit of the puzzle. And, you know, it will really drive rates of HIV down, but we're still going to have far, far too many people getting HIV, even with PrEP. And that's why it's great that we've got this this new intervention. But you really have to couple it with a lot of community education, both targeted to the gay community, but also targeted to other communities that might have higher risk, and to the community as a whole. And we need to make sure that, you know, our clinicians and our community workforces actually understand this, that they're asking those they're working with the right kinds of questions, they're doing the right kinds of things to make sure that, you know, the full benefit of this is getting through. You know, PrEP is a big part of the equation, but it's not the full equation. And we've still got a long, long way to go to get HIV down to the really low rates that we want to be seeing in Australia.
That was Dina Curie speaking to Australian Federation of AIDS Chief Executive Daryl O'Donnell.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.